today. Seder Kochavim. When does Shabbos end? Seder Kochavim. What is Seder Kochavim? How does that work? How come you get a calendar in the mail? There's multiple different times. You go to myzvanim.com, there's all these different times. And then, based on what time Shabbos ends, well, what time can you daven Maariv? There's a shul that daven 50 minutes, 52 minutes, 60 minutes, 72 minutes. What are all these numbers? And it seems strange because Seder Kochavim has become a complicated topic, and it should be one of the easier ones because once upon a time, that was the easiest time to figure out. You look outside, and you see if there's stars. Stars, good. No stars, good. So maybe now we don't see them. We live in cities with lots of lights and pollution and stuff. But figuring out when Tzeis is important because Tzeis is one day, and then starts the next day. And that's relevant for many, many mitzvot d'oraita. For example, we have to say Kriyat Shema at night. So when is night? In order to really say Shema. Shabbos ends. When does Shabbos end? We have to eat in a sukkah on the first night. So when is night? We have to eat matzah on Seder night. When is night? So how do we calculate that? So, very simply, source one, Gemara Psachim Daf Bet. And discussing the words of the Mishnah that says Orl Arbasa, what is this word Orl Arbasa mean? And that's the whole thing. And the Gemara has a suggestion, and the Gemara rejects it and says, Akaimalan ad Seder Kochavim Yamahu. We know it is daytime until the stars come out. So, until stars come out, it's day. Once stars come out, it's night. How many stars? How many are we talking about? So for that, we have what everybody's heard, three stars. Where's that from? That's from source 2. The Gemara Shabbos tells us, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kochav Echad Yom, Shnayim Ben Hashmashud, Shlosha Laila. If you see one star out, it's still daytime. It's not halachically nighttime. The fact that you see a star doesn't make it halachically nighttime. It could still be what is halachically daytime, even though in the evening sky you see one star. When you see two stars, you're in the period we refer to as Ben Hashmasho, twilight. And then, finally, once you see three stars, now you know it's nightfall. Yes?
Is that like with one gaze, or like you can like look around and like...
Look around, yeah. But how many stars do you see in the sky? There's a point in this time. We write during the day, you won't see any stars.
Yeah.
There's a point you'll see one star, a point you'll see two stars, a point you'll see three stars. Now, then the Gemara continues and says, "Amar Rabbi Yosi, lo kochavim gedolim anir bayom." We're not talking about big stars where you might be able to see. Obviously, I don't think he's referring to noon, but not big stars that you'll see even when it's not yet halachically night. Velo kochavim ketanim sheinir nabalayla, and not the smallest stars where you're not even going to be able to see well until it's very dark out. Ella beinonim, medium-sized stars. So we have three stars, and they have to be medium ones. Rabbeinu Yonah and Masechet Brachot, source 3, tells us, V'adamir min tzir kochavim ulayla dafka kilim kochavim beinonim afilu pocho lo havu layla. So this which we say, you need three kochavim menonim, because we know one is day, two is ben shmashah, three is night. Not big ones you see during the day, not the smallest ones that you will only see once it's very dark. Because of that, because there are three kinds of stars, and if I were to ask you, show you a star, and you look at it, do you think you'd be able to tell me, small, medium, or large? I had a friend who told me that when he was working at a restaurant, and there were different sized cups of the soda, so he could tell from looking at a cup which size it was. And everybody else, they'd be like, which one is that? You'd have to see, if you give me three cups of three different sizes, I could tell you which of them is the big one, which of them is the medium, which of them is the smallest one. So unless I line up three stars for you, tell you one of these is big, medium, and small, so then, you know, you have brains in your head. You'd be like, okay, the biggest one is the big one, the smallest one is the small one, the middle one is the medium one. But what about when you just see a star? How you, you're an expert, you know, that's big, medium, or small.
Maybe in this Machmir when I read it would be to like wait until you see three medium stars and you're sure that the medium stars, meaning
okay.
At minimum, three medium, one small, one large. Then you're for sure
in other words, stars. Once you see five stars, so then you'll know that you at least have five stars of which three are different sizes. Because if you see five stars of the same size, for all you know, you're seeing five big stars.
At minimum.
So at minimum, you have to see three different sizes, and then you see an additional two of the medium size, you're done. That would be a wonderful solution. But here's what his solution is. Kevichikeim enakol bekin, bein benonim lektanim, sarak lizarar shigiru haktanim. So now, instead of the Gemara saying, we don't need big, you don't need to wait till small, we just need medium. So he says, no, we need to wait till you see three small stars. Because we don't even know the difference between the medium and the small, so wait until you see the ones that are small. So Rabbi Yonah first was talking about Helper Kriyat Shema, and he says the same is true on Motzei Shabbos. If it's cloudy and you can't see out, so then wait long enough so that you're sure. So that Rabin Riona says, so now it's not that three stars are medium ones, but because we're not bucky, we wait until three small stars. This is true, he says, for anything that's d'oraita, such as Kriyat Shema and Shabbos. The Ritva, source 4, along the same lines, but has a slight nuance. Well, the Inyan Tosefet Michol Al HaKodesh Amra Torah LaHosef Yitzir HaShabbos. The Torah told us to make Shabbos longer. Shabbos has a bare minimum size, and every extra minute you add on to it is an extra mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to add on to it. So Tzarkol Tavonet Imatai, when can you add on to it? What? Is it saying that I'm keeping Bein HaShemashot? Is that considered Tosefet Shabbos? Maybe Bein HaShemashot is Kodesh. Right? Since Bein HaShemashot is the Suffolk time, is it Shabbos? Is it weekday? So, I'm keeping Bein HaShemashot. Well, who says you're doing anything special? Maybe that's Shabbos. Okay, so you tell me after Bein HaShemashot, Laila Gomerhu. It's nighttime. So is that considered Tosefet Shabbos? Yesh l'man, the kavan arinan, the shlosha kochavim lainul hainu kochavim benonim, u'mishum tosefen mechol ala kodesh, yamtinu achi yiru shlosha kochavim tanim. What is the appropriate tosefet Shabbos to keep? Really, Shabbos ends as soon as you see three medium stars. We don't know the difference between three medium stars and three small stars. Well, anyway, because it's tosefet Shabbos, it's a mitzvah to extend Shabbos. So now, don't just wait until you see three medium stars. Wait until you see three small stars. So both Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva have you waiting on Motzei Shabbos until you see three small stars. What is the difference between Rabbi Yonah and the Ritva? The reason for Rabbi Yonah was we don't know the difference between the two sides of the stars, and therefore, whenever it's d'oraita, keep until the smallest one. And well, the Ritva says it's a din until Tosefet Shabbos. So therefore, until Tosefet Shabbos, keep until the smaller one instead of the medium one. What's the difference between those two? What's the nafka mina?
One's a mitzvah, one's not.
Okay. So how about, is this true about Shabbos only? Or is this true about all the d'oraitas? Since the reason for the Ritva has to do with Shabbos is a mitzvah. So I told you that this extending seis, deciding when seis is relevant for all sorts of mitzvah in d'oraita. It's also relevant to all sorts of mitzvah in d'rabbanan. But if, according to Rabbi Yonah, when it comes to mitzvah in d'oraita, be more machmir. According to the Ritva, he doesn't say when it comes to mitzvah in d'oraita, be more machmir. He says when it comes to Shabbos, be more machmir. Why? Because you get the kiyum of Tosefet Shabbos. So this would be a nafka mina then for Kriyat Shema, for saying Shema. So when we get to the Shulchan Aruch, in the various sections, we'll see which of these he's possibly like. So we see that the halacha is now, and the Ritva continues, by the way, and he says, "Will be Rishalmi Amru Achiyu Kochavim Aretzufim until you see three stars in a row." When you see them, that you they look like one star, or you see them all in one spot. They look to your naked eye like they're, you know, all in one spot. So, therefore, it's not only three stars or three medium stars, but it's three small stars, and specifically, Ritzufin, seen in one spot. So, we, our modern science tells us that this occurs when the sun is 8.5 degrees below the horizon. So it's three Ritzufin. You go on websites, you have apps, whatever you have. So when they're telling you when Seder Kochavim is, it is not based on, I know a lot of times you think, oh, there's 50 minutes, 72 minutes, 60 minutes. When they're telling you Seder Kochavim, they're telling you when it's 8.5 degrees below the horizon. Based on, that's when three Ritzufin is, that's when Seder Kochavim is. So, now we know when Tzeit is. 8.5 degrees below the horizon. But we still know that you have people keeping Shabbos a certain amount of length of time. And you have people keeping what we refer to as Rabbeinu Tam. So where does that come from? In order to understand that, we have to see a stira between two more sugyas. Source 5, the Gemara Pesachim Sadi Dalet, tells us the following. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Oyo Sharakia Khamesar Yom Teda, Kamu Mahale Khadam Minuni Bayom, how far can a person walk in a day? Eser parsot. That's how far you can walk. Umealora Shachar Nitzakama Arban Milin. How far can you walk between Alot and Nates from dawn until sunrise? That would be 4 mil. Mishkir Khama Vatseira Kochavim, also 4 mil. So the firmament, which is one of the levels of Shemayim, is the thickness of that. Okay, so without getting into what he's saying there in that context and figuring out how thick the sky is, we have an important measurement here, which is how long is the amount of time between Shkia and Seit, the amount of time it would take you to walk 4 mil. Now, in general, there are different views as to what a mil is. The generally given number is that it takes you 18 minutes to walk a mil. So 4 times 18?
72.
Okay. So it takes 4 mil to go from Shkia to Tzeit. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, Imsachim Tzadik Dalam Adalaf. Now go with me to Source 6. Gemara Shabbos Lamed Daled Amud Bet says the following: Tana Rabbanan, Bein Hashmashot Safek Min Hayom Min Halayla. We don't know whether Bein Hashmashot is daytime or nighttime. Safek Kulo Min Hayom, Safek Kulo Min Halayla. It could be all day, it could be all night, it could be half day, half night, the whole time period. We're not sure. Matilin Oto L'Chomer Shnei Yom. So what do? We're strict. If you ever have a mitzvah that you have to do at night, don't do it in Bein Hashmashot because it might be day. You ever admit to do you have to do during the day? Don't do it during the day because it might be nightfall. Pretty straightforward. Ve'ezu benish mashur. And when is benish mashur? Misha tishka achama kol zman shepnei mizrach madimin. From when the sun sets, as long as when the eastern face of the sky is reddened by the light of the sun. Mi if the lower part of it has lost its color, the upper part hasn't yet lost its color, that's Bein Hashmashot. Once their color becomes the same, so then, now you know it's nighttime. Zehu Laila, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Nechemya gives you a different one. Kedesh Yehalech Adam shetishka chama chatzi mil, to walk half a mil. Rabbi Yossi omer, bein ha-shmashor keherav ayin. Bein ha-shmashor is like the blink of an eye. Zenich nasfeze yotze, it's not a period of time, like a second. V'iyashar la'amor alav. So, we have a machloket in that breita, how long bein ha-shmashor is. But the first shita was Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara has a long analysis. Well, wait, the stira, internal stira, what is that? And what is the Gemara's eventual conclusion? Muslim Tamayu Igmar Shir Bin Ashmasha Bekamam Rabbi Yudamara Shmuel Shlosha Chilke Mil, Mai Shlosha Chilke Mil, Eletzlata Rive Milo. So, how long is Bin Ashmasha according to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda? 3/4 of a mil. So, if you are paying any attention, in source 5 we have Rabbi Yehuda saying the time period of Shkia is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. Here in source 6, we have the time it takes to walk 3/4 mil. Are those the same? 3/4 and 4 are not the same. Okay, they're
like Benish Mashu. From
Shkia. Yeah, let's say it's Benish Mashu.
So it's quicker than from.
So he says 3/4 mil, and there he said 4 mil. So which one is it?
But isn't the 4 mil from dawn to sunrise?
No. He said both. Look at source 5. Me'alot ha-shachar ha-netzach ha-ma arbat milim, mishkiat ha-chama v'atzed ha-kochavim arbat milim. So that's also 4 mil. 4 mil from Shkia Tetzait. So here we have 4 mil from Shkia Tetzait, and here we have 3/4 mil from Shkia Tetzait. So what do we do for this stira? Is it 4 or is it 3/4? Is it 3 stars or is it 72 minutes? Assuming an 18-minute mil. So, Rabbeinu Tam, source 7, Tosaf Psachim says, Kashler Rabbeinu Tam, Divisop Memalikin, Amar Ezu Ben Ashmashom, Mishatishka Chama, Kobun Zman Shibnei Mizrach Mandimin, the Rabbi Yehuda, Umaskin and Hatam, the Ben Ashmashom, the Rabbi Yehuda, Tilter Rabbein Mil. Rabbi Yehuda's Ben Ashmashom in source 6 was 3/4 mil. And here in Psachim, because this is a Tosfot in Psachim, source 5, how long did he say it was? He said it was 4 mil. Stira. V'alcha kam Rabbi Yehuda gufei 4 milin. Yesh lomar, d'alcha kamar mitchilat shkia. D'haynu misha shemitchilat hachama likanes bover rakia, ad alayla havadal milin, v'hatam kamar misov shkia. So Rabbeinu Tam's Liddish is that there's 2 shkias. From when the sun starts to set, is 4 mil. From the later one, it's 3/4 mil. So the first shkia is when the ball of the sun goes under the horizon. That's sunset. But for 3 1/4 mil, it is still daytime. 3 1/4 is 4 minus the 3/4. Okay, it's still daytime. It's a long shkia. Then you have what's called sof shkia or shkia shnia. And the second one is the real one. Here, the rays are gone from the sky. And that's the only shkia that matters. That's the one that matters in the whole Shabbos. That is 3 1/4 mil later, is Bein HaShmashot until Tzeit. So until then, it's daytime. 58.5 minutes, 3 1/4 times 18. So it might be dark, but it's still considered Yom. That's the minhag in some communities, and I've heard like in Satmar. So that you wonder, wait a minute, I'm in a shul and I'm davening Marv. How are they davening Mincha still? And the answer is, because it's still halachically day, according to Rabbeinu Tam, even though you look outside and you see it being pretty dark.
I saw that 2 weeks ago at the Kotel.
Okay.
You left
Kabbalat Shabbat, and somebody was coming and starting
the 5:40, and they were shouting out for Mincha.
Yeah, Mincha. So that's how that happens. People, the Litvaks and Sidim over time have had many a disagreement on the topic. So okay, the Shulchan Aruch in Source 8. This is Erev Shabbos, where he discusses candle lighting and starting Shabbos. You have to add to the weekday. Add to Shabbos on the week. Use the time on the weekday. שאין השמש נראית על הארץ, הזמן בין השמשות, והזמן הזה שהוא גימל מילין ורביע, 3¼ mil. רצה לעשות את כל התוספת, you can make it all Shabbos, עושה. רצה לעשות ממנו מקצת, עושה. You want to make a little bit of it, תוספת Shabbos? A little bit. That's fine too. ובלבד שיוסיף איזה זמן שיהיה ועד היום אל חודש. We need a little bit of time that is definitely daytime that you add on to Shabbos. ושיר הזמן בין השמשות הוא גימול רביעי מיל, שהם מהלך אלף ותרם אמן כל מלילה, 3/4 mil. So how does the Shulchan Aruch paskin?
Like Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay, good. On the other hand, we have the Gra. The Gra is actually in the Shitas Gaon and many others, but you look at any calendar that has Gra, Rabbeinu Tam, Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon was not a Gaon from the time of Gaonim, he's an Achron, he's just wise, so we call him the Gra. The Gra says the following. Shehu Gimel, right, that the Shulchan Aruch wrote, Shehu Gimel Milin Rabia, says, all this is based on that Tosot M'sachem, Rabbeinu Tam. Chozeh L'shitar HaTosot, Anav. Aval Leta, but it's wrong. Why? Because he said, Im Kein, Me'alot HaShachar Aranein, Shabba Kemin HaShkiyah HaTzir HaKochavim, U'bemet Enochein, Kamo Shekram Liel, V'achush Machish L'chol HaRoet. Anybody with eyes in their head sees it's not true. As in, look outside, is it dark? Is it light? Are there stars or not? You're going to tell me that's Seder Kochavim when there's no stars there? You're going to tell me it's nighttime if it's not nighttime? That doesn't make any sense to me. Going from a little shachar and nades is longer than from Shkia to Tzeit. Without it even getting into whether you start to move around the globe, and the amount of time of Bein HaShemashot will change. And also the time of year. Okay, the Kayetz. Elder, Bein HaShemashot matil mitchilat Hashkia techef ad hechziv atachton v'hu gimel revi'i mil ba'ofek Bavel. So in Bavel, which is rather similar in terms of its situation to Eretz Yisrael, it's 3/4 mil. But and when is that? That's in Nisan and Tishrei. V'etchalat Hashkia bein HaShemashot gamor. So I, the Gra, then how do you explain the stira between Rabbi Yehuda in source 5 and Rabbi Yehuda in source 6? We know how Rabbeinu Tam explains it. However much you don't like it, that there's two Shkias, but that's an explanation. One Shkia is this one, one Shkia is that one. That's why it's 3/4 mil and 4 mil. So how does the Gra get around that? He has a brilliant solution. When we say Tzeder Kochavim, there's Tzeder Kochavim of 3 stars, and there's Tzeder Kochavim, what he calls Tzeit Kol Kochavim. All the stars. When it's dark enough for you to see all the stars. And therefore, the Tzeit in one is the Tzeit Kol Kochavim as opposed to just a few Kochavim. Aye, because we're not bucky and had to decide 3 medium ones. So then the Gemara gives us this whole siman. When it starts to get red, when it's no longer red, when the top is darker than the bottom part, all that is to give you a siman to tell you when that's going on, when that's done, now you know what the 3 stars you're seeing are the right stars. Until that point, the 3 stars you're seeing might not be the medium ones. But again, he says it's different in every place, time of year, and the sugya makes sense in Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, but it's a very interesting shita because he's saying it is demonstrable, meaning you look outside and you see when it is. So because you need to know what 3 medium stars are, so we have Shir Dal and Milin, and each place will be different. So many explain the Gra that it's 3/4 mil after Shkia. And sometimes you'll see a Luach that writes this, and they'll say, 13.5 minutes. The problem is that I told you originally that this is assuming an 18-minute mil. Without getting into it, the Gra happens to hold of a 22.5-minute mil. And therefore, to say 3/4 of a mil, 13.5 minutes, is we're using the mil not of the gra, but we're using the gra shear of in a shmashut. So that doesn't make sense. So what is 3/4 of 22.5? That is 18 minutes. So that works out very well, why you've heard of 18 minutes. That could also explain the brisker shita. They weigh on Motzei Shabbos actually 90 minutes, 4 times 22.5, instead of 4 times 18, which gets you 90 minutes.
It's 72 plus another 18.
Which would be the same as, instead of 4 times 18, 4 times 22.5.
Well,
so well, so this issue is even more machmir than...
Well, because we like singing and stuff. Now, people always tell me, oh, does Rav Lichtenstein hold Rabbi Natan? So I know there was a Motzei Shabbos, there was an event, all the yeshivas were going to, and they asked him, and he just doesn't like running out of Shabbos. So he let us not wait for Rabbi Natan. Now, I'm not saying, I don't know if he did malacha afterwards, or waited, or I don't know that. I know that the yeshiva was allowed to daven Maariv before that. But most weeks, we go here well past Rabbi Natan, and the brisker thing, they refer to it as the achtel, the extra little bit. It takes us a while here.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Rabbi Natan said 72 minutes after Shkia. So how does he explain the Gemara Shabbos? Meaning, he says there's two Shkias that we saw. But how does he explain the Gemara Shabbos that describes what the sky looks like at the different stages? So for that, we have the Ber Halacha. The Ber Halacha in Source 10 tells us, Kashul, the Fima, the Pasak Machaber Liel in Reish Samach Aleph, which we saw in Source 8, Keshita Rabbeinu Tam, the Mishkir HaKam, HaGil HaKam, Yeshir HaKiluch Tal Milim. He says it takes 4 mil. In Cain, Im Anu Rohan Kochavim, we know. Let's say we pass him like Rabbeinu Tam. So that means until 4 mil, it's still during the day. After 4 mil, it's nightfall. We have eyes. We look up in the sky. We see lots of stars. So what are you telling me about all those stars? Are you telling me what are you telling me about all those stars that we see in the meantime? Those aren't the kochavim menonim or katavim we need to see. Those are kochavim gedolim. If so, but the machaber doesn't make you wait for milin for the shkia we're about to see in Source 11. Okay, because this is a Ber Halacha Reish Tzadik Gimel. Here he says three kochavim. So wait, three kochavim, okay, even if you tell me small ones in a row. And there he says 4 million. So which is it? Do I have to wait 4 mil, or can I look at the stars? So says the Ber Halacha, a brilliant way to solve this stira. Mikevan sha'anu ro'in gimel kochavim, as soon as you see three stars, tell him to be stomach Nishlam Ashir. However long it was that Rabbeinu Tam said to wait, if you see three stars, you waited that long. Aval im anu yodin shalom nishlam, en achanami detzarech lahamtin ad sheyushlam. But if we know that the time hasn't passed, we would have to wait. And then he cites a sefer he found in the Minchat Kohen. It says the same idea. And he says, da filu the Rabbeinu Tam, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, mikevan she'anu ro'in siman kochavim, shuv ein lahakpid ad shelo nishlam hashir dal minim. Even more so, the minute you see three stars, you don't have to wait dal minim. So what's the point of the Gemara telling you that all these things about the sky and dal minim? There are times you won't be able to see the stars. So if you don't see the stars, once it's shkiel, wait 72 minutes, or wait the 4 minutes, however long that is. When you can't see stars. But if you can see stars, just wait until you see the stars, then you don't need to wait. That is the Ber Halacha and the Minchat Kohen's solution here. Okay, so now, even being machmir for Rabbeinu Tam, we see it should depend on where or when. That's why if you go to myislamic.com, they offer you 2 times on Motzei Shabbos. They offer you 72 minutes as degrees or 72 minutes. So 72 minutes as degrees, they offer you, I think it's 16.1 degrees below the horizon. Or they offer you an actual 72 minutes. There are different shittot on this. I think the Bell shita was 72 minutes regardless. Even though that doesn't make so much sense because it should be 72 minutes in one place and 80 minutes in one place and 60 minutes in another place, etc. 72 minutes is what they use. Other places do it, you know, with the more logical one that says it goes by the degrees. Fine. So now, let's go back to what I said. We said that we have Tzedek Kochavim. This is the time for Tzedek Kochavim. 3 stars, 3 medium stars, 3 small stars, 3 small stars in a row. And we had Machloket Rabbeinu Yonah in the Ritva. Rabbeinu Yonah said, anything Doraita do be strict on. And the Ritva said, well, specifically Shabbos, because it's about Sefer Shabbos. So how do we paskin on that? So for that, let's look at a few Shulchan Aruchs, because we'll be able to know. We'll look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. We'll look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shema. We'll look at the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Tainus. And let's see. So let's begin. Source 11. Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Shabbos. Ma'achrin tefillat arvit kedei losif meichol al kodesh. We wait to make to daven marim on Shabbos in order to add to the week, to add to Shabbos at the expense of the weekday. Bet. You can't do malacha until you see 3 small stars. And you need to, they need to be in a row. So again, he's paskining like the Rishalmi that the Ritva cited. He's paskining like the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva that we need them to be small stars since we don't know the difference probably. And if it's dark and cloudy, so you can't see stars, so wait long enough that you're sure that it's nightfall. Then he says, Gimel, Mishahu Anus. Let's say you have to do something Motzei Shabbos. Kegon shetzarech lahachshech al etchom ledvar mitzvah, lahachshech al etchom. You're only allowed to walk 2,000 amos outside city limits on Shabbos, so we... And you have to do something outside of city limits, let's say 3,000 amos away. So you know what you're allowed to do, even though it's Shabbos, if it's a tzorech mitzvah, so even though normally we don't let you do hachana for Motzei Shabbos, we allow you to do something that doesn't violate malacha, it just violates the hachana, and we let you walk to the city limit on Shabbos. So if I want to be the minute Shabbos ends at the edge of the city limit so I can get where I want to go right away to Motzei Shabbos, so I'm not going to be available to daven marav. So I want to daven marav earlier. So when can I daven marav? So I can daven marav already from plaga mincha. Yachal li balal shal motzei Shabbos mi plaga mincha v'lamala ulahavdil miyad, make havdala even then, but not the candle part, because you can't do malacha. Lo yivarech alaner. V'chein asur basiyach malacha ad tzedek kochavim. And you can't do malacha until it gets dark. But you can at least be done with your marv and Abdullah. Magen Avram there says, don't make a habit of this. In La Sukin, the Dover Tamua Ularabim, this is very strange. He cites the Bach saying this. The Mishnah Berurah cites this as well. Mikomakom Kachma Vachronim, Dan La Sukin, the Dover Tamua Ularabim. And also he says, Gamshi Avol Ahaka Malacha. They're going to forget, they're going to come to do Malacha. Bifrab Yamin at Nogin La Suk Tamin Karaban Shmatal Mincha Arab. You can't move it up. Some people let you make early Shabbos, so they daven mincha much earlier. That's because we're extending Shabbos the other way. So the Mishnah Berurah says, don't do it because it looks strange, and people might do malacha, and erev Shabbos more lenient because davening early means more Shabbos. And source 14, this Shari Alacha Minhag was written by Menachem Mendel Schneerson. You've heard of him?
Yeah.
Okay. And he was asked about their time, and he, the time they end Shabbos. And he goes extolling the virtues of waiting for Rabbeinu Tam, and then he says, Ma shereiti nogin kan in New York, lachkol le'erech hamishim regayin lach reishkiyah, The minhag here in New York is to wait 50 minutes. We're going to get to why in source 19. Source 20. There's no 20 here, so I think I left one out. So here it's source 19, but it's really source 20. I'll just do the other source verbally. But he says, we do 50 minutes here. And of course, you should extend Shabbos and do Rabbeinu Tam. He said, you know, we should extend Shabbos. Extend Shabbos as much as possible. It's a mitzvah, it's wonderful. Let's be choshish to Rabbeinu Tam. But unfortunately, not everybody's such a tzaddik like you. So you're going to make everybody wait till Rabbeinu Tam when we know that there are other shitot. So he says, that's not nice. You can't have a tzibor force on them more than that tzibor can handle, and therefore we can daven at the 50-minute mark. So, if you're rushed, you can daven from Plak to Marv and Abdallah early. Again, no candle, but Malacha still usher the nightfall. It does look weird, and people will do Malacha, but this at least explains why there are shuls, including the one right here in Alon Shvut, where there's a breakaway minion. It's not the one on the schedule, but there's a minion on the schedule at the scheduled time, and about 10 minutes beforehand, there's a minion in the side room. Well, how are they doing? Is Shabbos over or not? Well, you can start davening Mariv before, you just can't do Malacha over. So they finish davening Mariv at the time you're allowed to do Malacha, rather than start davening Mariv at the time you do Malacha. So there is halachic basis for that as well. Mishnah Brura on the Sif Bet. On the Sif Bet, that the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to wait for Gibbon, Kocham, Katan, and Ritzufim. Why Ritzufim? Mishum Tosefet Shabbos. So what is, how is the Mishnah Brura explaining the Shulchan Aruch here? Like the Ritva or like Rabbeinu Yonah?
Ritva.
Like the Ritva. So he says further, based on the Dagom and Ravava, that's in Rabbi Chaska Landa, the Note of Yudah, he says, since the whole idea of making you wait for Gimel Kocham Da'anim is for Tosefet Shabbos, well, Tosefet Shabbos doesn't have specific increments. Tosefet Shabbos means wait and add on to Shabbos. So once you wait and add on to Shabbos a little bit, you can, that's really enough. So I, for Malacha, will tell you to wait until 3 full stars. But for Mariv, we can start earlier. Once you wait a little bit, you can now daven Mariv. Source 16. This is in Hilchos Tainis. Kol Tainit Shalosh Shakalav Chama Nahayin Shalosh Shlimo Atzeru Kochavim Eino Tainit. Any Tanis in which you didn't fast until nightfall is not a Tanis. And when is nightfall? Well, here the Rambam tells you in parentheses. Dehainu shigiru gimel kochavim beinonim. Moshul havana zarak mekoach v'tayir al aretz until the moon is shining. So wait, 3 medium stars? He's not making us wait until 3 small stars? Well, why would that be? Source 17. Very simple. Well, the big ones don't help because you can see them during the day. And I, Reish Tzadik Gimel, which we just saw, he makes you wait for the small ones and Ritzufim. Why? Bishum Chumra the Shabbos, which would be true also in Inyan Motzi Yom Kippur. Even 3 medium stars and scattered because we are not doing Tosefet Shabbos. Source 18, Hilchot Kriyat Shema. Zman Kriyat Shema Balayla Mishat Itziat Shloshim Kochavim Kitanim. Here the Shulchan Aruch makes life a little more complicated for you, because until now we were saying like the Ritva, not like Rabbeinu Yonah, that it has to do with Tosefet Shabbos. So here the Shulchan Aruch is saying, no, other Doraitas as well. Kriyat Shema has to be a night, means wait for 3 Kochavim Kitanim.
Now,
So if it's earlier that you daven because the tzibur is davening then, so you have to repeat Shema later, which is what happens at, you know, early Shabbos minyans, etc., that you have to beat, create Shema after nightfall. I didn't put it on the sheet, apparently, with the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan Aleph there, it tells you, kedichtiv, b'shoch mecha, makes it to a right time. So therefore, we need three small stars. But it does still fit with the Ritva. Why? Because you don't need them to be mitzuraf. You don't need them together. They can be mefuzarim. Because Ritzufin was only because of Tosefet Shabbos. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, and therefore that still works with the Ritva as well. Finally, what's source 19 on your sheet, which should be source 20, the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe has a very interesting tshuva where he discusses the amount of time that he had to wait in New York. He wrote it to his son-in-law, Rav Tendler, and he says, "Mani shkia ben shmashu tefkavim, l'inyan ze ein kol mekom shavim, l'taloi ze ba'opakim." I follow the Gra on this, that it's different in every place, it's different every time of year. This is the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah, and the Meralacha, and many others. Bein l'kula bein l'chumah, this is more and less. V'lchein bepo America, v'yirein in New York, where the Moshe finds it in New York. V'lchein New Jersey. Choma kamora kayetz, and anywhere I went for a summer. You know, they went up sometimes in the summer to the Catskills. Baharim, sheve'ilu makamora yifi batzmi. Places I was my smell, self. I didn't go there myself, but people tell me from all sorts of places. If you look outside 50 minutes after Shkia, it is already a sky full of stars. And Rav Moshe Feinstein did live in Europe. He moved to America. I know we used to keep Rabbeinu Tam 72 minutes. I looked at the sky then. I looked at the sky now. The sky is as dark and as full of stars here at 50 minutes as it was there at 72 minutes. So since the whole issue is Sharoi Machloket and there's all this stuff. V'yizeh yesh lahatim unto Shabbos achar 50 minutes. Elish and Marin, and there's a Tzorach, anybody rushing off somewhere can do 50 minutes. Below Tzorach, Entriyav Limchon, and even if there's no Tzorach, they just, want to daven and then Shabbos, so you don't have to hit them. L'chachilam in a Royla, Acher Yotim and Adin, Ashekvar Mutter, Kedita, Babach, and many other places. So yes, we should wait the 72 minutes. Kol Shekinam Nei Torah, Mirei Shemayim, wait 72 minutes, or Rabbeinu Tam is proper as was our minhag back in Europe, he says. But he's saying, into the film Mashkatafim, the Khan New York of Omakamot, Shehen Kanmo New York, Havya Bechami Shim Minut Seder Kochavim Mamish, Kemo Ba'ayimbet in Europe. In other words, keeping 50 minutes, maybe Karadin, is enough. And in fact, if you keep 15, you're Yosei what Rabbeinu Tam was. So which Rabbeinu Tam, remember I said there's some people who say it's 72 minutes everywhere. And some would say it's fluctuating 72. He's saying it's the use your eyes and look outside 72. And not 72 minutes no matter where you go. And here in his town in New York, where I grew up, it's 50 minutes. So, that explains all the times. Shabbos ends, Gemara tells us when. Seder Kochavim. And specifically, the Gemara says, three kochavim benonim. We, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, we don't know benon kochavim benonim from ketanim, so therefore we wait for three ketanim. And that should be true about any mitzvah midoraita. The Ritva says that's true specifically about Tosefet Shabbos, Tosefet Shabbat. And we saw the Shulchan Aruch was mostly according to, at least the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, was most according to the Ritva. A little bit in one of them in Shemai was Koshesh to Rabbeinu Yonah, but there was a part there that he said was related to the Ritva. So that explains when Shabbos ends. And then we saw the explanation of that saint versus Rabbeinu Tam. So the Gra versus Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that there's two Shkiyas, and you end up with a 72-minute one, which we discussed whether 72 minutes was literal or, you know, just an idea. We saw the Bar Halacha's explanation of the 72, that it's really three stars, and you just wait 72 minutes when you don't know when they're stars. And we saw that Moshe Feinstein said that 50 minutes can be 72 minutes, even, you know, that it could be Mekayim Rabbeinu Tam in even less time, because there it's not an objective 72, it's based on that. So when we, in our kilot, in our, when you're a kilo back home, so when they do a time that says, when you look in the luach, it says Gra and Rabbeinu Tam, so now number one, you'll understand the Gra and Rabbeinu Tam, we understand the Machloket, and number two, you understand Maariv. Even if Maariv is before, it's because it's leading up to when Shabbos ends, and then you do Malacha, because really you could even do Maariv an hour beforehand, and just not do Malacha for a while, though, as the Magen Avraham Mishnah Berurah told us, that does seem strange. Any questions? Shkach.